Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتق ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu an narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be said to the companion of the Quran, the one who built a relationship with the Quran, the one who had a close bond with the Qur'an, the one that was regular with the Qur'an, the one who fulfilled the rite of the Qur'an, the one who yearned the Qur'an. يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ. It will be said on the Day of Judgment to the companion of the Qur'an, اِقْرَأ, recite, وَارْتَقِ, and rise. كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, just as you recited in the world. You made the sacrifice to build a relationship with the Qur'an while you were alive. Today Allah is honoring you by giving you the opportunity to recite. And the result of your recitation on the Day of Judgment, فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Your abode in paradise will be with the final verse that you recite. With every verse, a new station. With every verse, a new rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says to us, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَى. That this Quran, this revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it guides us to that which is most upright. While everyone's trying to figure out what to do, what is right, what is wrong, we have before us a treasure, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَى. It guides to that which is most upright. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and gives blessings and glad tidings to the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies, وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. People who believe and do good deeds. They believe in the Qur'an, they believe in Allah, and then translate what they see in the Qur'an into actions. What is the glad tiding? أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. That with their Lord there will be a great reward. Every person has a unique journey with the Qur'an. Their own personal journey. For some, it starts from a young age when their parents send them off to the Qur'an class to learn Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Ghunna, Ikhfa. They learn the Huruf Halaqi. This is where their journey starts. While for others, that journey starts later on in life. Maybe as they come to their awareness when they're at school or college. For some, it may come much later on in life when they're older. And maybe now they have seen the value in building the relationship with that Qur'an. There was a person in our community who said to me that I learned to read the Qur'an after I turned 70. It hit me at that point that I didn't know how to read the Qur'an. I had never read the entire Qur'an. He was 70 years old. And then he started reading it with his children. What happened finally? Alhamdulillah, he completed the recitation of the Qur'an. The greatest moment in his life. Just as each of you has your unique journey with the Qur'an, your heart yearns for it, and then the dunya, the world, and its distractions come between you and the Qur'an. For someone that's young, maybe that's in the forms of games and playtime. For someone else, it may be work. For another person, it may be family. But you never give up on it. Keep coming back to it again and again. Understand that the complexity of your journey with the Qur'an only adds sweetness to it. The Prophet tells us in a hadith that on the Day of Judgment, your fast and your recitation of the Qur'an will intercede on your behalf. And in that narration, the Prophet says that Qur'an will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنُ مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ, I prevented this one from sleeping because he was busy reciting me. That was his journey with me. That was his sacrifice that he made. That he woke up in the middle of the night to recite me, to connect with you. Oh Allah, accept my intercession on his behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that intercession. The journey that the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam had with the Qur'an was one that lasted over 23 years. The Qur'an wasn't revealed in one gathering or in one night, all upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at once, as we see with other revelations. Rather, the Qur'an was revealed one verse at a time. And every verse brought a new lesson, a new sweetness. For every verse the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam received, there was a challenge. There was a difficulty. Revelation in itself was not an easy process. The companions, they say, when revelation would descend upon the Prophet of Allah, sweat would perspire on his forehead. A companion who had the Prophet's head on his thigh in that moment of revelation said, I felt like my thigh was going to shatter. There was this weight that descended upon me. There's a journey with the Qur'an. But this one is worth it. Because every moment that you invest in the Qur'an, it will pay back dividends. It will speak to you in your high moments. And the Qur'an will also speak to you in your low moments. The Qur'an will cheer you up when you are sad and also teach you to be grateful when you are happy. As long as you keep investing in becoming a true companion of the Qur'an, be happy, be confident in knowing that when you leave this world and your akhirah begins, the Qur'an will continue to be your companion. The famous Imam Ash-Shatibi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Hizr al-Amani, he writes, وَإِنَّ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ أَوْثَقُ شَافِعٍ وَأَغْنَى غَنَاءٍ وَاهِبًا مُتَفَضِّلًا وَخَيْرُ جَلِيسٍ لَا يُمَلُّ حَدِيثُهُ وَتَرْدَادُهُ يَزْدَادُ فِيهِ تَجَمُّلًا. The Book of Allah, an intercessor true, a gift rewarding generously through, a companion whose words don't tire, in repetition beauty does aspire. But every time you read it, a new beauty of the Quran presents itself. Read it as much as you want, you will never be exhausted or tired of reading it, unlike a movie or a show or a novel. This is the Book of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to become a companion of the Quran with the right adab and etiquette, with the right mindset, with the right heart, with the right demeanor, with the right attitude. And then also allow us to benefit from the rewards of the companionship of the Quran in this dunya and also in the life next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.